WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, mental warriors. Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy world with a little bit of stoic wisdom sprinkled in. Today's theme? Staying focused in a world that seems determined to pull your attention in a thousand different directions. Ever feel like your brain is constantly ping-ponging between emails, social media, and that new TikTok dance trend you just have to learn? Yeah, me too. But hey, guess what? We can fight back against the distraction monster and reclaim our focus. Here's the deal. Our brains are wired for novelty. Those little dopamine hits from notifications and shiny objects feel awesome, but they hijack our attention and leave us feeling scattered and unproductive. It's like constantly being on high alert mode, which is exhausting. The Stoics knew a thing or two about staying grounded and focused. They believed in mastering our thoughts and emotions, not letting them run the show. So let's dive into some practical strategies to sharpen your focus and conquer distractions. First up, mindfulness. It sounds cliche, but seriously, paying attention to the present moment is key. When you feel that urge to scroll, take a deep breath and ask yourself, "Is this serving me right now?" Often, we reach for our phones out of boredom or habit, not actual need. Next, create boundaries. Designate specific times for checking emails and social media, and stick to them like glue. Out of sight, out of mind, right? Another Stoic principle is amor fati, which means love your fate. Sounds a bit intense, but hear me out. Accepting the things we can't control, like that annoying email ping or sudden urge to check Twitter, frees up mental space for what truly matters. Instead of fighting every distraction, acknowledge it, and gently redirect your attention back to the task at hand. Remember that feeling when you get lost in a good book or project? That's flow state. It happens when we're fully engaged and absorbed in something meaningful. Identify those activities that bring you joy and focus on them. They'll naturally pull you in and make time feel more elastic. Finally, remember to be kind to yourself. We all have days where distractions win. Don't beat yourself up, just start fresh the next day. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're trying to write a crucial presentation, but your phone keeps buzzing with notifications. That tempting scroll hole beckons, promising instant gratification. Now, remember our Stoic wisdom. Take a deep breath, acknowledge the distraction, and gently redirect your focus back to your work. Remind yourself that writing this presentation will contribute to your goals and create a sense of accomplishment. That's how you turn distractions into opportunities for growth and control. Remember, you are not at the mercy of every notification or fleeting thought. By practicing mindfulness, setting boundaries, embracing acceptance, engaging in fulfilling activities, and being kind to yourself, you can cultivate laser-like focus and conquer anything life throws your way. Now, go out there and make today awesome. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little mental fortitude boost. Until next time, keep those thoughts focused and that spirit strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.